Welcome to this Hungry Planet podcast. I'm Cleo Darcy.
And I'm Darren Eastburn. In each podcast, we will review a major concept or issue, we'll clarify a possible point of confusion, and we'll provide questions for review.
A major concept in plant pathology is that diseases can be caused by both living and non-living agents. Although plant pathologists tend to focus most of their attention on plant diseases caused by living pathogenic organisms, many plant diseases are caused by non-living factors.
A plant disease can be defined as any disturbance of a plant that interferes with its normal growth and development, economic value, or aesthetic quality. The phrase any disturbance is pretty broad and does not place any restrictions on what can cause a plant disease. In fact, plant diseases can be divided into two major categories: biotic diseases, caused by pathogenic organisms like fungi and bacteria, and abiotic diseases, caused by non-living factors or conditions. Biotic diseases are also known as infectious diseases because a pathogen can reproduce on an infected plant and then move to another plant, spreading the disease. Late blight, coffee rust, and South American leaf blight are all biotic diseases. Abiotic diseases, on the other hand, are non-infectious and are not able to spread from one plant to another. However, abiotic diseases probably occur more often than do biotic diseases.
So what kinds of factors cause abiotic diseases? As you might imagine, there are many. Different environmental conditions that affect the growth of a plant can cause abiotic diseases. This includes things like extremes of heat and cold, or overly wet or dry conditions. The presence of air pollutants, such as ozone and sulfur dioxide, can also damage plant tissues. Even human activities, such as the misapplication of pesticides, can result in plants developing abiotic diseases.
Some commonly observed abiotic diseases are those caused by nutrient deficiencies. The light yellow-green color that plants develop when they have not been fertilized may be a symptom of nitrogen deficiency. The lack of nitrogen disrupts the plant systems that depend on the presence of this element, and symptoms develop as a result. Blossom end rot on tomatoes is a result of a deficiency of calcium in the developing tomato fruit. And many pin oaks growing in soils that are too alkaline develop interveinal chlorosis and necrosis on their leaves, which are symptoms of iron deficiency.
Sometimes plants develop symptoms because there is too much of a nutrient present. These nutrient toxicities are most likely to occur with the elements that plants only need in small amounts, such as boron or copper. Because plants use such small amounts of these nutrients, they are known as micronutrients.
However, extremes of moisture in the form of droughts and floods are the most common causes of abiotic plant diseases. Wilting is a disease symptom, even when it's caused by lack of water. And you can induce an abiotic root rot of your houseplants if you overwater them. Every year, thousands of plants growing in agricultural systems or natural areas die or are otherwise impaired because of too much or too little water.
Abiotic diseases can be difficult to diagnose because there are no pathogens to test for. And in some cases, the causal agent, such as a period of excessive heat, is no longer present when the plants begin to show symptoms. In addition, the symptoms of abiotic diseases can be very similar to those of diseases caused by pathogens. For example, the leaf distortions resulting from the application of certain herbicides can be almost identical to those caused by some viral infections. To determine whether a disease is biotic or abiotic in nature, it can be helpful to observe the patterns and timing of symptom development on an individual plant and on groups of plants within a planting. If multiple plant species are showing similar symptoms, crop plants and neighboring weeds, for example, that might be a clue that the disease is abiotic in nature.
A common point of confusion is the difference between a disease and an injury. If you broke your arm, you would probably say that you were injured rather than diseased. And if you stepped on a plant and broke off a branch, we would say that the plant was injured, not diseased. But what distinguishes a disease from an injury?
Plant pathologists distinguish the concepts of injury and disease primarily on the basis of the time involved in acquiring the condition. With an injury, the problem occurs in a very short period of time, almost instantaneously. So if a tree shows symptoms as a result of a lightning strike or the strike of an axe, we would say that the tree is injured, not diseased. Likewise, plants that have been damaged by a short period of frost are said to have frost injury. A disease, on the other hand, is something that develops gradually over a period of time. A nutrient deficiency problem that develops over days or weeks is thought of as a disease, as is an infection by a pathogen that develops over a period of time. The amount of time that divides injuries from diseases is not precise, and there are definitely gray areas where either term could apply.
While there are these gray areas, in most cases it's fairly easy to determine if a problem is a disease or an injury. If it happens instantaneously or over a few hours, it's usually considered to be an injury. If it occurs over a period of days, weeks, or months, the problem is usually considered to be a disease.
If you can answer the following questions, congratulations! You have mastered some new terms and some important ideas in plant pathology.
Why are biotic diseases said to be infectious and abiotic diseases called non-infectious?
How might you determine if the symptoms on a plant are the result of a biotic or an abiotic disease?
How do plant pathologists differentiate plant diseases from plant injuries?
We're Darcy
and Eastburn
for Hungry Planet.